So there's actually a group in Japan that showed that it might indeed reduce neuropathy. They put on one hand the cold glove and booty, and then on the other hand, they use as a control. So patients were their own control. They did see really, I thought, impressive results. And in Singapore, they've worked on these gloves that have some pressure applied to them. So actually, I'm very interested in this as a potential something to study as we get better and better cooling systems and maybe have one of these automated units where you have a glove. But now actually an increasing number of my patients, because of, you know, online discussions and blogs, et cetera, will purchase these cold gloves and freeze them and bring them in and use them to try and reduce the risk of neuropathy. I mean, the problem with neuropathy is we know a group of patients based on their pharmacogenomics are at higher risk, but we don't know how to identify them. And so, you know, it's hard to know who to advise. You know, you hate to see those patients who 2 years out still have enough neuropathy that can't wear their shoes, you know? So these patients are worried about it. She didn't use the frozen gloves, but we did switch to nab-paclitaxel.